Investigations Part 1. On the morning after the attack, the police already knew of the perpetrator, Gundolf Köhler's extreme right-wing profile. His activities in the neo-Nazi scene were known to the security agencies. Further investigations, however, did not bring other accessories or accomplices to light. The final report of 1982 classified the attack as a personal act of desperation, pushing the perpetrator's political convictions into the background. Survivors, their legal representatives, journalists, and political groups challenged the result of the investigation. For a long time, they protested in vain against the verdict and found increasing support from the general public. When new evidence emerged about possible accomplices in 2014, the authorities resumed investigations. Even if the renewed questioning of the witnesses has put a huge strain on survivors, many have called for a detailed clarification of the events surrounding the terrorist act.
Relentless disclosure. That's what I want.
Mr. Rede, 2017. Survivor of the bomb attack.
I still believe that he wasn't on his own.
Mrs. Froschel, 2018. Survivor of the bomb attack.
40 years have passed since then. For the state government of that time, its classification in 2020 as an extreme right-wing attack is a resounding slap in the face. For us, it is gratifying after such a long time.
Mr. Rohauer, 2020, survivor of the bomb attack.
Thanks to the engagement of Ulrich Chaussy and the lawyer Werner Dietrich, not exclusively, but first and foremost, investigations have been reopened, and that a police task force, acting on behalf of the Federal Prosecutor General, will once again be endeavoring to clarify all links.
Hans-Jochen Vogel, SPD, 2019, Federal Minister of Justice, 1974 to 1981, and Lord Mayor of Munich, 1960 to 1972.